This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Today's transfer of sovereignty in Iraq prompted expressions of doubt and skepticism among Kurds in the northern part of the country. Many people there feel their leaders gave up too much during the past year's negotiations in Baghdad with the American Occupation Authority and Iraq's interim leaders. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Dukan in northern Iraq. Ivan, tell us about Kurdish reaction to news of the handover.
Well, Renee, we're not seeing any of the wild celebrations that followed the overthrow of Saddam Hussein or his capture. In fact, I haven't even heard a hand clap here. I've done an informal poll of some Kurdish journalists and some Peshmerga militia fighters, and they have expressed indifference and maybe even suspicion about the new government in Baghdad. They all said they were more comfortable with the Americans running the show in Baghdad rather than an Arab prime minister and an Arab president. The fighters I spoke with, they actually said they will not answer to the Baghdad government's demands or commands. They will answer first to Jalal Talabani, who's one of the two Kurdish chieftains that has ruled Iraqi Kurdistan since 1992. The one fighter I spoke with, he said that maybe now that southern Iraq, that the Arabs see an Arab-dominated government instead of an American occupation, that maybe they'll calm down, the insurgency will stop some of the bombs and fightings. He was hoping that there'd be less bloodshed in the region south of the Kurdish zone now.
Remind us why the Kurdish distrust of Baghdad is so deep.
Renee, we have to remember that for decades, the Kurds were persecuted by Arab-dominated governments in Baghdad. They suffered genocidal policies, which included ethnic cleansing and gassing with chemical weapons. Some today, the distrust runs so deep that some condemn Prime Minister Iyad Alawi of the new Iraqi government for his former close ties to the Ba'ath Party years ago. And some have even said they don't like the fact that the president of the new government, who is also an Arab, that he appears in public wearing traditional Arab robes and headdress. They would prefer a more ethnically neutral suit and tie. For the past 15 years since the Gulf War, the Kurds have operated almost as their own statelet here, independent of Baghdad. And it's no secret that many of the Kurds on the ground aspire to create their own independent state. And they're remaining tied to Baghdad and the rest of the Iraq due to pressure from the U.S. and from neighboring countries, some of whom have threatened to intervene militarily to prevent the possible creation of an independent Kurdish state.
And what is the Kurdish leadership saying?
Well, the popular opinion may want Kurdish independence, but the leadership has been a close U.S. partner in the negotiating process in Baghdad, under the condition that they're granted a future federal state of Kurdistan within Iraq. And this month, they protested a United Nations Security Council resolution that on Iraq that made no mention of a future federal state of Kurdistan in Iraq, and they even made some threats to separate from Baghdad. This was the leadership. Now the leadership of the Kurds appears to be back on board with some high-level Kurdish officials in the new Iraqi cabinet in Baghdad, but there are clearly some misgivings. The Kurdish leadership here in northern Iraq is under pressure from their own people, who believe the Kurdish leaders sold out too many Kurdish rights during the political process in Baghdad.
And so what does that speak to the future?
Well, the Kurds will be watching closely to see whether their demands for federalism will be met. They'll also be demanding that the northern oil-rich city of Kirkuk is annexed to their territory, and this is a big potential flashpoint. There are ethnic tensions there between Kurds and Turkmens and the Arabs in Kirkuk, and we're increasingly getting reports of harassment and even ethnically motivated bloodshed between Arabs and Kurds in other parts of the country. It's too early to say we're on the verge of an Arab-Kurdish civil war, but there should be a big concern for the new government in Baghdad to resolve some of these ethnic differences and reduce the chance of future bloodshed.
Thank you, NPR's Ivan Watson in Dukan in northern Iraq.